Hey, this is Bobby. Welcome back to our Sugar Hill Church Advent Devotions. In John chapter 4, Jesus sits by a well called Jacob's Well in the middle of the day. And the Bible says a Samaritan woman shows up to draw water out of the well. Most people would say the reason why she's there in the middle of the day when it's the hottest and the hardest time to do this is because she was ashamed of her life, she was ashamed of her mistake, she was ashamed of where she was, and so she comes in the middle of the day hoping not to see anybody. And when she does see somebody, it's not just anybody, but it's a Jewish male. See, Jews and Samaritans didn't really interact. In fact, most Jews look down at Samaritans, and so when she sees them, she's asking herself, what's going on? And so when Jesus is talking to her about water, he begins to talk to her about living water, that when somebody drinks of that living water, they will never thirst again. And so this lady asks him, she says, "Sir, would you give me this water so I won't get thirsty?" And Jesus says to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." Can you imagine when she's in the middle of the day hoping nobody knows her story, hoping nobody recognizes her, she has to cop to it and say, "I have no husband." And Jesus responds, he says, "You're right, you have had five husbands and the man you are now with won't even give you a name. He won't even marry you." And so this lady begins to ask this question. She says, "Where is God? My people say he is on the mountain. Your people say he is in Jerusalem. I don't know where he is." Now think about that. This lady who is ashamed of her life, who's coming in the middle of the day hoping not to see anybody, she's asking an honest question. God, where are you? Five times divorced, hooked up with a guy that's not her husband. And can you imagine what happened in her heart when Jesus looked at her and said, "I am the Messiah"? Listen to his voice today. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter what it is that's defining you. Allow him to give you living water. Have a great day. You are faithful, God, my King.